Good morning, and thank you for getting up early to come hear this session and my presentation. I am the co-editor of the Springer Publishing book, The Artinian Intersystem Model, Integrating Theory and Practice for the Professional Nurse, Second Edition. Today I want to share with you how I use the Artinian Intersystem Model, or as students start calling it, the AIM, to teach community and public health nursing. This has been an evolutionary process, starting when I taught at Azusa Pacific University, where I met Dr. Artinian. And I continue to use her model, which she evolved over the last 20 years of knowing her, actually, as a tool to help students make the paradigm shift from individual as client to community as client. I'm sure everybody in the room remembers how we all had to grapple with that concept. Community as client? What do you mean the neighborhood's my client? You know, because we always deliver care one person at a time, but the ultimate beneficiary is an aggregate of some sort. So I'm going to briefly describe the Artinian Intersystem Model and how it works, and then describe how I use it in teaching, and then share three student experiences using it for their clinical hours in the course that I teach. Some of the key points to keep in mind and the advantages of using the AIM in public health nursing practice are that it's process-oriented and content-free, which basically means you can use it with other models. So, for instance, the Los Angeles County Public Health Nursing Model is it's a more overview of the process rather than the specific steps. So this can actually be used along with that. It can be used in any healthcare setting with any clients. It actually was evolved originally for individual care, and then I worked with Dr. Artinian to expand it to community care. It focuses on the interplay of various systems, and the participation of a community client in shared decision-making is actually probably a key point, because the model focuses on determining what is the main concern of the client. Sometimes the nurse is the one who unilaterally decides, or the healthcare professionals, but ultimately you have to work together to resolve that main concern. So it's a little busy slide here, but I did post my handouts, so if you review this later or want to, you can. But basically it's a systems model. And in systems theory, whatever is not the system is its environment. So let's see if I can get the mouse here to be my guide here. So there's basically the left third of the model here is, that's interesting. I don't want that. How do I get rid of that? Oops. Well, I don't know how I got the taskbar showing up here. How do I get rid of the taskbar? Huh? No, I want to get rid of the taskbar at the bottom. It shifted the slide. It's okay. That's all right. You guys saw the top of the slide. It's fine. Anyway, the developmental environment is on the first third of the slide, and then the situational environment are the two-thirds of the slide to the right. And the developmental environment is basically what happened or what went on before the nurse encounters the client. And so the way you use this is that you use it as a map guiding the nursing process. So each section of the model corresponds to an equivalent action or section of the care plan template, which I'll show you in a minute. So to use the model, you start in the upper left corner in the developmental environment column, and you perform the required tasks in sequence. So you describe the focus of interaction, how do I get to be involved with these people? Access organizational memory. What do you know about the city's mission statement, its values, whatever? Assess their subsystems. And the whole thing is based on the concept that all systems have three parts. The biological part, or for people, that would be our bodies. And that contains the psychosocial, our minds, which contains our spiritual or our values that we possess. And that you can actually find cities and states and countries have physical boundaries. They have knowledge about their history and who they are as a culture, and they have values that are expressed in their society. So the nurse then identifies, does a tentative identification of what's the main concern. Why do they need a nurse right now? And then there's an assessment of intrasystem functions. The nurse has to know what they bring to the table as well as what the client brings to the table. And this is the first place where you have some interaction to validate the main concern. Is what I think the community needs what they think they need? So then once you've gotten that far, then you come to the situational environment, the situation you find yourself interacting, and there's an analysis of all this information, looking at stressors, coping resources. And what's unique here is that we score the situational sense of coherence of the client. What do they find meaningful, manageable, and comprehensible? And then state a nursing diagnosis, identify goals, and assess the ability of the client and the nurse to actually work together. Sometimes it's not going to work out. And that's important to know ahead of time. And then there's the inter-system interaction to resolve the main concern, where you communicate information back and forth and negotiate values, develop the plan of care, and then you implement the strategies. And then finally over here is evaluation of the resolution of the main concern, where you score the situational sense of coherence again for comprehensibility, meaningfulness, and manageability. And then there's only three outcomes. Was the main concern resolved? Yes, it was. There's no further intervention needed. Yes, but we identified new needs for intervention. Or no, and so then you return here to the top. So this is really a roadmap for the novice, kind of like me in San Francisco this week. I needed step-by-step instructions. So this is a true model in that regard. And this just shows the inter-system interaction in a little bit more clearly, where you can see kind of the stoplights on the left are basically showing the client has knowledge, the client has values, and the client has behaviors where they're willing to commit to change, as does the nurse. The nurse has a certain knowledge set, has values about health, and has behaviors or skills that they can bring to influence this, the main concern. So when I teach public health nursing courses, I spread the community teaching assignment over several weeks, staging their efforts according to the process. And we have this template for a care plan, a community care plan. So you can see here that we're just having the student describe the focus of interaction. They're assessing the community memory. And then we also have them, then they've already sort of figured out what they think they want to teach. So I have them look into Healthy People 2020 to identify the focus area, the indicator, and the objective, to tie it into whatever they're doing is tied into national goals. And then for assessing the community subsystems, I give them some guidelines here. So assessing a community's physical or biological subsystems, you're looking at the geography, the transportation, health agencies, that kind of thing. Psychosocial or the cultural networks or social resources available. And values and spiritual subsystems are mission statements, beliefs, religious groups. And then they assess this, the knowledge of the community. What does the community already know about this? And what are their attitudes and values about this main concern? And what skills or resources do they have that they're willing to commit to working on it? And then the nurse also then asks herself, what do I know about this? What are my attitudes, values? What can I bring? So then they validate the main concern there. And then there's analysis of what stressors they have, what coping resources. And here's the scoring of the situational sense of coherence. The nurse does this. So the scores are 1 for low, medium is 2, high is 3. And in relation to what they need to know, how much do they know? Is it low, medium, high already? How much effort are they willing to put out? And what resources do they have to manage this? Then I have them state the nursing community nursing diagnosis. At risk of whatever, among whatever people group it is related to, and then identify goals to increase it and assess the ability to work together, and then developing the joint goals, developing joint objectives, implementation strategies. Finally, after they do the implementation, their final report is evaluation, and they rescore it again. And in the rescoring process, there's a self-reflection of the student. I did this, I taught them, because, and it was or it wasn't effective. As we know, there's a lot of lessons to be learned when things are not effective and they don't go as we think they should. So I have three examples here, brief examples about showing different aspects of using the AIM by students. The first one is the experience of Abigail Evangelista in providing dating safety education for Catholic youth group. This shows how the AIM helped her negotiate values and adapt the educational objectives to fit. So after performing a needs assessment of a Catholic youth group ages 12 to 16, the group, the teenagers, indicated they'd rather talk to the nurse about their main concern, which was sex and sex safety. However, when Abigail approached the Catholic youth group leaders for their approval, she found that the church was diametrically opposed to approving a topic that violated the church's values of celibacy before marriage. Abigail, just by background, is an emergency room nurse, and so she has firsthand experience of dealing with date rape and that kind of issue in this age group, so she was quite passionate about this, and she was Catholic, too. So she had to meet with the youth group leader several times to negotiate values for an appropriate topic that would nonetheless satisfy the identified main concern of the teenagers and of her own personal concerns. In these meetings, the youth leadership clarified she should not cover birth control or safe sex practices, but it was okay to teach about date rape, date abuse, and physical violence against women. So joint goals were developed for a mutual educational plan on the topic of safe dating. So this confirmed the importance of the needs assessment, validation of the main concern, and the importance of the inter-system interaction to develop a mutual plan of care. After the joint goals were determined, she reevaluated the teens for this revised topic, and during her reevaluation of the group, she found that 12 of the 18 teens in the group were dating in one form or another, group dates or individual dates, with three already reporting physical assault by their dating partner. She identified an applicable healthy people, at this time it was 2010, reduced the rate of physical assault by current or former intimate partners. So the implementation strategies was an educational plan was to host a teaching forum to teach the teens the warning signs of physical violence, how to get and give help to those who suffer violence, and how to stop violence. So basically, the teaching project was well received. She used a skit as an icebreaker, and then the students were asked how they felt about what they'd seen in the skit, had open dialogue, and then they next participated in two exercises called Stand Up and Have a Voice, where the girls stand up and they all in a line and they all yell, "No!" And then the boys all stood up and they said, "I'm listening to you and I have heard you," and when they sit down. So they got a chance to practice that. They had brochures and community resource information distributed as well. And the evaluation class showed the students liked it very much and that they wanted to have her come back to teach more topics. So she was able to indicate a positive change in the score's situational sense of coherence, in that the information presented was comprehensible to them, very meaningful, and demonstrated behaviors that they believed they could do, the manageability. This next one scenario is Katerina Perez. She used the AIM to facilitate learning how to function in the PHN core competency of advocacy. The main concern when she did her community assessment was that there was a limited access to fresh produce in that particular community. And so this was actually a unilateral community nurse teaching goal. And what it was is it's to Healthy People 2010 and now 2020 actually has several objectives geared toward consuming at least two servings of fruit or vegetables a day. And she was looking at food scarcity or food desert right in the middle of LA, in the community that she was targeting for her clinical hours, she discovered that four of the five health food stores and the local farmers market, none of them accepted the California Electronic Benefit Transfer, the EBT debit cards for the WIC program. So there was only one grocery store, basically, where women on WIC could actually use their EBT cards. So she also found out that in that time period, the food stamp households had increased 25%. And her conclusion was that participants in these food supplement programs were limited in their access to fresh fruit and certainly not able to purchase fresh fruit at the farmers market. She discovered that California has a system where the farmers markets can set up a booth. They have to apply to set up a booth where the client who has an EBT card can come stroke the card, obtain tokens and then go around to all the different farmer vendors and use tokens to purchase their fresh food. At the end of the farmer's market, then the farmers gather all their tokens and bring it back to the booth and they cash it in for cash. So it's a way for the EBT cards to be used in farmer's markets. But in order to do that, she had to present her solution to the city council to encourage the city council to actually go forward with this. She completed a speaker's card to address the city council and prepared a 3-minute speech with supportive printed materials and references to support her argument. And Katarina, you have to know, is a student who's an immigrant from Czechoslovakia, so English was not her first language. And she said that when she was presenting her idea in front of the council members, she was a little shy and felt she didn't have the authority or credentials to do so. This is an RN to BSN program, so she was already an RN. But because of her credentials as an RN and because of her credibility as a public health nursing student, that afforded the comprehensibility to the council that they needed. And her proposed solution was both manageable and meaningful to the council. And so they had been unaware of the program and responded very favorably to her presentation. And she said that she guessed that's what advocacy in public health is all about, standing up for people in the community who can't stand up for themselves. So it's what we all know, but it's really nice when students can learn that as well. And then finally, I have the scenario of managing hypertension for Chinese seniors, Michelle Song Hao. She used the aim for communicating information to an ethnic population group. I see I have 1 minute, so I'll be very quick. Basically, she assessed a Tai Chi group who met every morning at the Chinese Senior Center, and they thought they were very healthy. But as she interviewed them individually to do her assessment, she discovered that 3/4 of them were on hypertension medication. So she proposed to the group in negotiating her teaching topic, how about if I teach you about blood pressure? Do you know what it means? If you're hypertension, do you know how to use a blood pressure cuff? None of them did. So she basically came to their Tai Chi class out in the park in the morning, set up her table with her blood pressure cuffs. And that day she actually identified something like 3 or 4 of the seniors who had blood pressures high enough that they needed immediate attention that day. And so she referred them that day. But they were very surprised because they said, we're healthy. We eat healthy. We do Tai Chi. What do you mean we have these blood pressure problems? And so that was where she used the aim to help communicate information in a positive result. So I want to thank you for listening. And just to let you know, I have posted a PDF file of this presentation, including full-page copies of the template for the novice, as well as a 2-page narrative outline style for the more expert user. And these may be used, permission to be used is granted on the bottom. And thank you very much.